Hello.
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm in number, well, I don't want to tell you quite yet which apartment I'm in. Is this Los Patios Apartments?
Yes, this is Los Patios. Can you hold on one moment? I'm on the other line.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Don't hang up. I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm having I don't know if this is related. Maybe you can help me out.
Okay.
But we had a problem paying rent last month. So we went ahead and sold the copper in the pipes. And now our pipes aren't working as well. The plumbing is all messed up.
Okay. You sold the copper from the apartment pipes?
Yeah. Is that bad or...
It's at Los Patios?
Yeah, is that bad? I mean, the way we saw it was like, you guys probably have it under warranty or something. So you can just, you know.
No, I don't think that's good.
Wait, what do you mean? Because you guys have it under warranty, you can just, you know.
I'm not sure what you're saying by under warranty.
Don't you have all your plumbing and everything under warranty?
If you sold it, it'd be considered stolen.
Well, we certainly didn't steal it. It was in our own apartment.
Yeah, but you don't own the apartment.
We pay rent every month. We were just trying to pay our rent, is all.
I understand.
And the refrigerator's not working so well either, because we took out the copper thing out of there, the coil or whatever it is, whatever the hell it is, the copper thing. So
okay. If it came off the refrigerator, the refrigerator would have to be replaced, and that's at least $200.
Yeah, we didn't even make that much off of the copper, so...
I'm sorry?
It's kind of... We didn't even make that much off of the copper, so you're going to have to cut us a deal on that.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you mean by what we have to do with you guys selling the copper.
What do you mean? Because, I mean, we rent. It's not like we stole it. We actually live here.
Okay, but we're not going to pay to replace it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to pay to replace it. We'll just skip town and, you know. But seriously, though, can we just, like, not pay rent this month? Because we didn't get as much as we wanted with the copper. So can we just, like, not pay rent this month? We'll pay you double next month with interest.
Everything's negotiated with the owner. The person would have to come into the office and talk to Mike about setting up something as far as rental.
Wait,
payment.
We have to come into the office, or can you just put the owner on the phone right now?
No, they're out to lunch. It would have to be negotiated. It's up to his discretion to let someone not pay rent and catch
isn't
up
kinda,
next month.
Isn't it kind of late for lunch, you think?
I'm sorry. They come in at noon. It's up to them when they go to lunch. They own the place.
Oh, wow. How does that make you feel?
I'm fine with it.
Oh. They sleep in till noon? What kind of place am I living in? Look,
I'm sorry, I don't recognize who you are, and I don't know that you live here.
Listen, lady, I do live there, okay? I just needed the copper. Of course you don't recognize my voice. I wasn't there at the signing. I'm subletting.
We don't sublet.
Oh, you don't sublet, but whoever rented the apartment from you did.
They recently changed ownership in November, ma'am.
What do you mean they recently changed ownership?
Los Patios is privately owned now.
But that doesn't make a difference. The person that signed the lease.
To me. You don't sell the copper out of an apartment that you rent. You'll have
Why
to have
not?
Whoever lives in the apartment. That's illegal.
It's
That's
not
theft.
Illegal.
No, it's theft. Did you pay
no.
for the appliances and the copper and the hot water heater?
We pay for it
I'll
every
call the
month.
Police, ma'am.
Hey, fuck you, news guy, okay?
I'll call the police. That's theft. That's what tweakers
no,
do.
No, that's not
they
theft.
They sell copper. You steal it
that's
out of the apartment, and you take it and sell it? I will
Look,
have each apartment inspected today.
Listen,
and if
lady.
If I find copper missing, someone will be evicted within 30 minutes.
Listen, lady. You
Unless
called
they come
me
and talk to the owners, that's theft.
You called me
you
a tweaker, and you don't,
come
even,
and
know,
talk to the
you don't even know where I live. How can
I can
you
have
call
every 33 apartments inspected in the snap of a finger.
Really? In the snap of a finger? I'm waiting.
Yes, I have keys to every apartment, and if I have reason to believe that someone's stolen copper pipes, I can go into any apartment I want to.
And how the hell would you know?
Come down to the office right now.
How the hell? No, I'm not coming down there. You come up here. If you're so smart.
Then tell me which apartment it is, and we'll discuss this.
No, you said that you can find me if you wanted to.
I can find the copper missing, and then we will have to take proceedings from there up with the police.
Don't you have to give a 24-hour notice before you enter
your apartment? No, I don't have to give it. This is an emergency, and there's copper pipes missing.
This is not an emergency,
lady. That requires immediate entry into your apartment. I'm coming to the apartment now.
I cannot believe you called me a tweaker.
Good afternoon, Los Patios.
Yeah, you just called my girlfriend a tweaker?
I didn't call her a tweaker. I said only tweakers sell copper.
You called her
a
tweaker.
I'm going to find out which apartment you took the copper out of, and we're going to deal with this.
No, we don't want you to come up right now because we're in the middle of making love.
I'm sorry. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke, and I don't appreciate being called a tweaker.
I didn't call anyone a tweaker. I said tweakers sell copper.
You called us both tweakers.
I said tweakers sell copper.
You said both of you are tweakers.
Your girlfriend has the audacity to say she's going to skip town because you guys sold the copper? You're not welcome here.
We didn't expect the copper to go for so little on the market.
It doesn't matter how much it went for. You sold it.
And we sold the compressor out of the AC unit.
We don't have AC units.
Well, it was our AC unit, dummy. And the one out of the refrigerator.
Then you need to replace the refrigerator. Why are you telling me this? Do you want to be evicted?
No. Well, you don't even know who we are.
What apartment are you in? I will come and unlock every door and inspect each apartment for missing compressors, missing copper.
You can't come in right now because we're in the middle of making love.
I can go into any apartment I want to in this situation. I will call our lawyers.
Not if the door is locked.
We have keys to every apartment.
What?
I will call the police.
No,
we can get into any apartment we wish.
We changed the locks,
though.
This is
a situation of theft.
We changed the locks, so you can't come in. You're not welcome to come
in. We have locks to all the apartments.
We changed the locks.
I've got screwdrivers and drills. I'm coming in. Or you need to come down and talk to the owners, because they're here now.
Are you going
to
call us a tweaker in person, too?
Los Patios.
Yeah, is this Mike?
Yes.
Okay, I need to have a serious discussion with you. You cannot enter our apartment.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about here.
This
lady. First of all, I don't know who you are.
This lady. Okay, you know what?
Wait a minute. First of all, I have to know who you are.
No, first of all, don't act all like you know everything. Or, like, you don't know what's going on. You know everything. You know that lady called us tweakers. Me and my boyfriend are up here trying to make love, and she called us tweakers. And she wants to come up here and enter our apartment.
Tell me, first of all, please tell me who I'm talking to.
She wants to enter our apartment. That is outrageous.
Who are you? Who am I talking to?
Okay, that is irrelevant. The relevant part of the situation is we were just calling to see if we can pay double rent in September and skip August because we had a problem getting enough money from the copper and the pipes to pay for rent. We're not going to have rent for August because the pipes that you guys put in here were shitty pipes and they didn't have enough copper in them, first of all. Second of all, she wants to come in here and check our apartment. And that is not allowed. That lady that works there. It's your fault for using flimsy copper pipes. The copper is terrible. It is not worth the rent that we pay. Look.
What apartment are we talking about?
Okay. Is this Los Patios? Is this Los Patios or not?
This is Los Patios. I need to know who you are, what apartment we're talking about.
Look.
I could be talking to any one of 33 tenants. Now, please clarify who you are what apartment.
No, I don't want to say who I am because that lady told me that she would call the cops. And I don't really feel like having the cops over here right now because we're in the middle of having an intimate situation. And we were just wondering if we could just not pay the rent in August and just pay double in September.
Okay. I don't even know what apartment you're talking about, so how can I say you can pay double?
Is that okay?
I have to know who the hell I'm talking to.
Well, you know you're talking to somebody who doesn't want to be known, but I will make myself known.
Well, honey, until I know that, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Look, we have a serious setup in this apartment that the cops can mess with, and we don't want them messing with our meth lab. So
I have no idea what you're even talking about or what apartment it is.
Because you're dumb. Is that it? You should not be the manager.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you come down to the office? We'll have a private conversation.
Hey, why don't you come up to my apartment? If you're
so smart. If you give me the number, I'd be more than glad to.
Well, that lady said she can find us without knowing our number, that she was going to enter all 33 apartments. Maybe that lady should be the manager instead of you, because you don't come in till noon anyway. She may as well be the manager.
Hey, don't tell me my business. And you know what? I'm a little fed up with you. If you don't like it,
no,
I'll tell you what. I'll give you 5 days. You get the hell out of here.
I'm going to tell you how to run your business. You know why?
Well, then don't tell me what time I come in and what I do.
You're just like a guy on welfare.
And I'm not going to put up with crap like that.
You're on welfare because you sleep until noon. That's what people on welfare do. And that lady called us tweakers. That lady called us tweakers.
Who are you? Well, you know what? You're talking like a damn druggie right now, like you're half lit up.
Talk to me.
Because you won't even tell me what apartment you're in, who you are.
You don't talk to me like that.
And you have a problem, and I can't solve a problem without knowing where the hell it's at.
Okay, I'm putting my boyfriend on the phone. This is ridiculous. You don't talk to a woman like that.
I'll tell you what, when you come off of whatever you're on, come on down to the office and we'll talk. Thank you.